This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The president tweeted on Friday, after I got fired, that I better hope there's not tapes. I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday night, because it didn't dawn on me originally, that there might be corroboration for our conversation. There might be a tape. And my judgment was I needed to get that out into the public square. And so I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel.
That's James Comey, and that's what everybody's talking about. That's the buzz in your backyard as he jumped in right on top of me. Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney talking about what else, what else. We go back to Russia. We go back to memos. Reaction from Washington. Who better to jump on at the top of this thing than the one of the biggest insiders I know, Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Hi, Ellen.
Hi. Well, let me tell you something. It certainly took Washington by a storm. And, of course, the president did not tweet at all, but one of the restaurants was offering a free round of drinks every time the president tweeted, and that was a bar that opened this morning.
What did we find out today throughout that testimony from Comey? Anything?
Well, it's interesting. A few things that we actually found out that I don't think are so good for Mr. Comey. One, that he identified himself as a leaker of some of his own papers. Well, once you identify yourself as a leaker, then people are going to go back to things that were taking place in various newspaper articles and try and identify you as a leaker. So that wasn't so good for him. The other thing that I think is very interesting, and again, this is something that he said, was that when Loretta Lynch met President Clinton on the tarmac, he said that Loretta Lynch told him to say that it was a matter with Hillary Clinton, not necessarily something that was an investigation, et cetera. Well, that is very uncomfortable. He called it queasy. And that really puts the Hillary Clinton folks up as well. The whole thing today, you know, as somebody said to me after watching him and seeing it, that he's not a very nice human being and that he's not very loyal to anybody except himself. And I think that if you have some takeaways at all, and there's all this debate in the press about whether, in fact, he was somebody by being lied to supposedly by the president, Trump, at that point, both before he became the president and after, whether this in fact constituted obstruction of justice. Now, the point is that it may have been obstruction of justice, but by not reporting it as it happened, Comey is also liable for obstruction of justice. The whole thing is frankly just a mess.
Yeah, what does your gut tell you about this, Ellen, that it's a lot of bluster, it's a blockbuster, someone said to me today, testimony. Does it really go nowhere because of what you said? It's kind of like double indemnity for him.
I think it doesn't really go anywhere because I think they have nowhere for it to go. In other words, if he somehow was told all this by President Trump, okay, fine. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean that President Trump engaged in obstruction of justice? Well, as a friend of mine said, he's right on the line. He didn't, that is President Trump. He didn't necessarily commit obstruction of justice. On the other hand, he didn't exactly let himself totally off the hook either. So I don't know that it goes anywhere in terms of the president remaining in office. or going to, you know, further to court or something. But I can tell you that it is not a pretty situation for anybody involved, including Comey.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that blew up on social media for everybody listening, since we live in a 140-character land these days, it was Senator John McCain, his questioning of Comey. That really exploded, and because McCain is kind of now one of those guys who at one point looked like he might even have a shot, if you remember this, at becoming president. Well, we won't go there. But anyway, he has lots of fans, and all of a sudden he has lots of people that just don't like John McCain, and this, it kind of ignited them.
Well, for sure, and a lot of people think that he's getting old and that's showing. I mean, that's certainly what I've seen also on social media. One other thing is that today, when he talked about releasing the memos or having somebody else release the memos, somebody I know said, hey, listen, why don't they just take his computer and see what he actually did with these memos? And supposedly the guy that the professor that he worked with when he had them release the memos, why don't they take his computer and look at it? But also one of the things he said at the hearing today was when he released the memos, well, it was like feeding seagulls on the beach. What does that mean? I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. Well, I released the memos, but releasing the memos was like feeding seagulls on the beach. I like, so what? What am I listening to?
No, I agree with you. And I never fed seagulls on the beach, did you?
No, I haven't either.
That's too funny. Ellen, always a delight to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ellen Ratner, she's the best, man, from Talk Media News. And I think exactly what she said is so interesting. Some of the comments made no sense whatsoever. And we don't know where this is going to go, but I think it is going to be a nothing burger for some of the reasons that Ellen just mentioned. And it's interesting because it was kind of suddenly silent on Twitter, not completely. Trump did have a tweet where he said, James Comey better hope that there are no tapes of our conversations before he starts leaking to the press. But if you know when he said that, because that was pushed out all over the place, kind of retweeted, that happened back in May. So this time around, no, there wasn't any of that going on because, as Ellen said, I mean, what would be the purpose of it? It doesn't make any sense. He didn't jump in. He didn't try to squelch it. Just let it roll. And there, as somebody who watched it, There wasn't much to really chomp on. So it was interesting when I saw this one headline where it said blockbuster testimony. I don't know. I was thinking, what is the blockbuster testimony? You know? And, you know, it's interesting because there was then this one moment, too, of oddball comments where Comey said of his interactions with Trump that he wants them all released publicly. And this was the word he used. He said, Lordy, I hope there are tapes. And that whole Lordy, I hope there are tapes was tweeted out everywhere. He says he wants his memos released. He told Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, he said, you know, sure, I want it released. I want it all released. But is there any there enough that would stick against the wall? The answer is, I don't think so. My gut tells me exactly what Ellen said. Hey, coming up next, Kelly Verla joins us. She's got a new book out called Ready, Set, Engage, How to Tap in, Tune In, and Turn on Your Workforce. What happens, though, when you have a jerky boss? We're talking about it next on America Tonight.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Relate to that, I think, where they feel like they're working in a coal mine if they aren't, in fact, actually working there. Thanks for hanging with us here on this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast. A big shout out to our pals listening to us on KPAM in Portland, Oregon. In our virtual green room, not in a coal mine, I just mentioned her new book, Kelly Verla, Ready, Set, Engage, How to Tap In, Tune In, and Turn On Your Workforce. Yeah, because they don't want to feel like they're working like slaves of too many hours, ridiculous conditions, the whole thing. And some people suffer from that oppression still where they can't get out of some of the horrible situations some people find themselves in. And a lot of times it has to do with the boss. Maybe one of the many things we'll talk about here. Hey, Kelly, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Kate, thanks for having me. Let's talk about some crazy people at work.
Nope. No kidding. Have you ever worked in a situation where you just said, that's it, I can't deal with the boss. I can't deal with the person who's supervising, even though I need the bucks, I'm walking out.
Yes, it's extreme, but we all outlive him.
Let me tell you, we had a suggestion box,
okay? And one of the girls, he used really foul language all the time, dropping F-bombs all the time. And it was really just so unprofessional. And he was ahead of the whole place, you know? And one girl put a suggestion in the suggestion box, and she said, I'm really offended by this language. Please refrain. So we're in the middle of a meeting, and he goes, hey, let's read some suggestions. And this is how jerky he was. And he reads her suggestion, And he goes, well, if you don't like this, you need to grow some and F you. And he just went into all this terrible language.
Wow.
And it was so bad. Of course, she ran out screaming, crying. And eventually we got him on insubordination. But it was a long, that's just the half of it. I could tell you more.
Yeah, so there you go. So that's a situation of a bad boss. I worked for a bad guy one time, and unfortunately it was one of my first jobs in broadcasting in the middle of a cornfield in a place called Kearney, Nebraska. The people were wonderful. I was 20 years old. And, you know,
did you have to climb up on a stalk to do the podcast?
Yeah, I should have, really. I should have held the antenna up. It's like, where's the station? It's in the middle of a cornfield. I'll follow the corn and the way it grows. Woohoo! And so the cool thing was, I mean, you were like a celebrity at 20 because there was 10 people in the town. But the thing was...
So you're looking down the tower at 9 people.
Yes, and they were my big fans, pretty much. It was pretty good. But the bad part was the boss was a guy who used to work on Wall Street and decided he needed to be on TV and he needed to be the associate producer and up to, you know, the news director eventually. And so what happened was that he had this terrible attitude, and he would just trash people. He trashed their stories. He made people feel insecure. And it was a hostile work environment, frankly. I mean, I think people were so nervous for everybody listening. When you go out, I'm going to give you some inside baseball. When you go out and you work in a market where you have to shoot your own video, shoot your own stand-ups, whether you're at a murder or whether you're talking about what's going on with the crops or whatever you're doing. So what happens is a lot of times people will help you, but you have to white balance your camera. So you have to shoot the camera first at a piece of something white, a shirt, a paper, or whatever. And so what would happen is we would purposely come back with green video because we knew it would look crummy. Unless it was going on our resume tape, we would do anything to just agitate them after that because they wouldn't fire them. And I got a job within 5 months. I was out of there, so it was good because it wasn't any fun. And I bet you some people listening to us can relate. What are some other symptoms of bad jerky bosses?
Listen, Kate, great technique if you really don't like your boss is you polish up his or her resume and you start sending it out like crazy. And then you act really surprised when they get hired. You say something like, wow, I just can't keep a good thing a secret around here. Yes, you're going. I've done that before. Just saying. But I won't admit to it. But you know, let's talk about some real jerks that are everyday jerks in the office. Let's talk about the people who steal your lunch. Have you had that?
Oh, yeah. The communal refrigerator where if it doesn't look like something that's petrified because people are afraid to eat it, people will just go in and get your lunch. Who does that?
Well, it still happens, but, you know, and I used to just put in bait, you know, like I prepared this lunch and I said, don't touch. And then I put like lots of hot pepper, Tabasco on whatever it was. You know, so if they took it, they were going to have a mouth burn. It was going to be jokes on you. And then what about the people that yell? You know, like the loud phone talkers? They think that their conversations are very important.
Right. Oh, boy. Let me.
Oh,
I worked at a place. I'll say what it was. It was called TM Century. It was a music company. And you sold all kinds of short zips and zaps and music for radio jingles. I loved it. I loved the people there, so I'm not making fun of that. But they had us in a cube farm. It was really a farm. So there's a theme here for my life. I always go back to a farm somehow, whether it's an imagined one or whatever. So in the cube farm, there was this guy named Chris, and this was the best thing. He talked so loud into the phone. But he was a Texan, so sometimes he'd have a Texas accent. Other times he'd say, yo, how you doing? And I'd always know, oh, he's trying to talk to someone in New York because he's throwing out a fake accent. And he talks so loud. I thought, what if the accent dies and he goes in the other direction? Sometimes he was a Brit. Sometimes he had a little bit of an Aussie accent. I'm like, who is he selling to? It's crazy.
Well, I think bottom line is, if somebody's bothering you at work, it's in your head first, but you have to insulate, and you got to get over the mental before you get over the physical. But I've got tons of stories, but I know we don't have time to talk about them. But your mission is, don't you be that jerk.
Yeah, don't be that jerk. That's right. Try to be kind instead. And, you know, sometimes that bleeds over into other things, and obviously it affects the mood of wherever it is that you're working, and I can't imagine. Are you going to sell more widgets? Are you going to sell more hotel rooms if, you know, you have Nutsy Fagan at the desk? I don't know. To me, it doesn't make any sense, but a lot of times that happens.
Did I tell you the story of the guy who was interviewing with the executive VP for a sales job, and he slides through, and he's having a great meeting, and he thinks he should, like, act like he's going to close because that's what the job's about. And he said, well, did I get the job? And she goes, that depends. And he goes, on what? And she goes, depends on what Marjorie says. And he goes, well, who the heck's Marjorie? And when she sees their face like that, she knows they're not paying attention to the gatekeeper. She said, Marjorie's the administrative assistant. She's, like, the receptionist at the front. And we usually let her make the final decision on who gets hired.
Wow.
And if they're a jerk to Marjorie who can't get them anything supposedly, they don't even get the job.
Wow.
How do you like that?
Yeah, sometimes you don't know what it is that will send, you know, something your way or just push you down the line and you don't get that job in the end. Well, it's interesting to talk about this. So for everybody listening out there, and if you have had these jerky boss situations, send me your scenarios. And if they're really good, I'll confer with Kelly. I'll let her decide and I'll send you a copy of my book or her book or who knows, something else that's a surprise. So send them to me at americatonight.net. Click on contact and you're in again, americatonight.net. I know a lot of you have stories because we certainly have talked about this. It's been a long time, but we've talked about this before on America Tonight. Kelly Verla, don't be a stranger. Come hang with us again.
Hey, you're fab, Kate. Happy weekend, everybody, all right?
All right, awesome. Thank you. Jerks at work. You got to love that. And when you think of that, I think everybody has a story. I have one other. I'm going to tell one other story quickly. When I was a kid, I decided I could juggle. And it seems to be, that's another theme. It seems to continue in my life. But I could juggle a couple of things because, boom, I was going to sock my money away for school or whatever. And I worked when I was 16. I told my mom, I want to get a job. And she's like, as long as you keep your grades up. And I, for some reason, I there was a Dunkin' Donuts near the school. And I said, I'll work there. Yeah, I'll work there. And I went to work there. The very first day, they had this big, and this was, again, I love Dunkin' Donuts. I've brought it into many of my colleagues many, many times. But the cream, as the band plays me out, fell out of the vat on the floor, and he made us pick it up and put it back in the vat and put it into the donuts. Yucky. Again, I love Dunkin' Donuts. This was just one horrible boss who wasn't thinking straight, but it was terrible, and I was done. I couldn't work there any longer. Hey, hang with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
Late night, come home, work sucks, I know, she left me roses by the stairs.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Two, three.
Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a chariot.
All I can do is hope. The president surely knows whether he taped me, and if he did, my feelings aren't hurt. Release all the tapes. I'm good with it.
He's good with it. That's James Comey as we bounce back in that direction here on ATN, because I always say that this show is at the crossroads of what everybody's talking about in the country. And, of course, we're talking about this somewhat, but we keep hearing about it. So finally it's here, the soap opera. The ex-FBI director admits, in fact, that he did pull the ripcord on his own memo leak. That's not good. Because as Ellen Ratner, if you missed her, real Washington, D.C. insider, said at the top, he gets himself in the quicksand. So it's a no-win situation for Comey. I think there was half of the country thinking, this is it. I mean, this is just going to explode everything that's been going on. There's going to be some real, real bug dirt in there. And there wasn't as much as I think it was going to be portrayed to have been thrown out there, and the reason why is because he puts himself right in the middle of it. I mean, he wrote the memos. And he did say, I mean, I'll give you a little bit more of Comey. Why did he want to testify? The explanation keeps shifting. Was it for the firing? Confusing. He said that the firing confused him and he was increasingly concerned. He said he was confused when he saw on TV the president saying he actually fired me because of the Russia investigation, and then said the administration chose to defame me, and more importantly, the FBI. Why was he concerned about Trump's behavior? He said, when Trump requested the Flynn showdown, why would you kick everyone out of the Oval Office? Because there was connections to Kislyak, and lawyers come to you and say, oh, well, this isn't going to work anymore, right? Then there was the reaction. Well, here's a couple takeaways, because I watched this whole thing. Here's some other takeaways. What about Loretta Lynch? On Loretta Lynch, the former attorney general, right? He's saying that she pushed him to tone down the rhetoric surrounding the Clinton email investigation, that the attorney general was looking to align campaign language with our language, which he said gave him a queasy feeling. His message to his former colleagues that he worked with at the FBI, he said, I'm sorry that I didn't get the opportunity to say goodbye to you properly on the AG Jeff Sessions stuff. He said he believed Sessions would recuse himself from the Russia investigation eventually because the FBI was aware of facts that he can't disclose in open settings. So the whole thing about the tapes, I've seen the tweet about the tapes, and you heard me say at the top, Lordy, I hope they're tapes. That's what he said when he was testifying. He says the president surely knows if he taped me. If he did, my feelings won't be hurt. Release all the tapes. I think that's interesting because now there's no question, where are the tapes? Okay, so are we going to hear what the tapes are? What's significant is that he is right in there with this whole thing. He's endangering, of course, himself for being in trouble, and perjury could be on the menu for Comey because of previous testimony. Wow. I don't know. I will tell you this. There's places where you will see it portrayed in all different ways, and I always say this. You know, just take a glance, just point. I do this every day. Point, I have a map, right? And I've lived all over the country. I said I feel so fortunate because I feel like I know so many of you because I've lived among you in all these different corners of the United States. I look at places like New York. I'll go there first. So what does the New York Times say? The headline, Comey said Trump tried to derail the inquiry and accuses the White House of lies. And then it says the testimony sharpened and it focused on obstruction and obstruction in both directions. And then it talked about Trump's cloud growing darker. And then it offered a few little nuggets of the testimony, which, of course, you're pretty much seeing, you know, 2.0, I guess, of what we saw the first time around. And what does the transcript look like? I even went through the transcript. And some of the nuggets that I've already given to you, that's pretty much what was there. Is there anything that hangs anyone else out to dry? It's a lot of innuendo and the push about the tape. So now, of course, the idea is you want to hear what the tapes are because we keep hearing that there's tapes. But what is interesting is the New York Post, unlike the Times, because the New York Post is the kind of newspaper, like the Gray Ladies is the kind of newspaper that in some parts of New York you'll find discarded in the trash, but usually neatly folded up, or you find it on a bench somewhere. The New York Post, you find kind of subway drippings on it. You find, you know, smudges and stains and it's stepped on. It's the gossipy paper. And in the gossipy paper, the headline said, Comey's Columbia leaker pal goes into hiding after the testimony. And the story is that this Columbia University prof from Brooklyn disappeared after Comey revealed during his testimony that he leaked memos detailing the former chief's conversations with Trump to the press. Daniel Reichman confirmed by an email to several reporters that he was the good friend and law school professor who Comey slipped the documents to then hightailed it out of his Brooklyn Heights house and refused to answer any more questions. So he's a leaker. So Comey gave him the memos and he leaked them. And Reichman is a former federal prosecutor who worked with Comey, you know, back in 2013. But he's vanished. He's gone. They don't know where he is. He's not answering doors. He's not answering phone calls. He can't shed any more light on any of this. What's interesting is his wife is a former president of a Tony neighborhood housing association, and everybody's, of course, trying to get her reaction, track them down. And, of course, they can't find her, get reaction from her either. I think that's going to continue because now everybody wants to know what he has to say. What the documents were given to him, and then he pushed them out, and that's how this whole thing happened. Meanwhile, while the Comey drama unfolds in Washington during the day, the Bill Cosby situation is like a reads like a TMZ weekly rap sheet of things that have happened with celebrities that now you're no longer shocked about. Although the whole Cosby thing is so way over the top. So these are just, I mean, these are wild amounts of accusations. And the woman from Temple, what's interesting about her is this story, of course, has been around for a long time. And there was money exchanged in the beginning of this. So jurors for the first time, though, actually heard about Bill Cosby's sexual proclivities, we'll say, in his own words on Thursday, as his wife was a no-show at the molestation trial. There have been other people that have been there with him. A Pennsylvania cop read out loud the transcript of a January 2005 questioning of Cosby shortly after a Temple University employee, Andrea Cornestand, accused him of drugging and assaulting her about a year earlier. He denied to the cop that that happened, and that he denied the cop that he ever, you know, took Viagra, said he didn't, and said he didn't like intercourse. This is all this stuff was read out loud in court. And the Temple University employee accused him of drugging and assaulting her. He claimed that after giving her a 1.5 tablet of non-prescription Benadryl to relieve her tension, they started a makeout session in his mansion. Oh. And he said she never objected. She told him the Benadryl made her feel paralyzed or unable to move. So I don't know. I think the jury is the key here, obviously. I mean, he's pretty much been disgraced by the amount of people that have come forward as to what happened with Bill Cosby, and so many other women have come forward, too. And, you know, this was a guy who was known for his popular stand-up routines about his marriage, parenthood, family life, and all of that is all coming out now. What more people were saying about Bill Cosby, more revelations. In the end, it is he said, she said. It is the testimony that was read back and read aloud this time around. It is exactly what the jurors believe happened. It's up to the jury to decide. She's one of 60 women in the last couple of years who have accused Cosby of violating them. But the statute of limitations has pretty much expired in most of the other cases. In most of the other cases. Coming up on America Tonight, it's all about you. You, the tall guy in the back. My friend Jill, listening in Sarasota. And the rest of the crew, as we dive into the mailbag and see what's on your mind here on ATN. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Nurses all gathered round, they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone,
bad. So hard to interrupt George Thorogood, isn't it? It is. I'm telling you. So as we make the final couple of spins around the turn for this version of America Tonight, I want to dive into a few things, and that means the mailbag. And we're going to go there in just a second. Got a couple of things coming up that actually you alerted me to. Orange is the New Black is coming back. The Mummy is coming out again, and it's a different version of it. There's going to be a Top Gun Part 2. What year was Top Gun? That's a long time ago, Top Gun. That's on the lighter side. Then some of you dove into the whole Comey situation and Bill Cosby as well. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh! Yes, indeed. This one is from Howard, who's listening to us in the great state of Florida. Kate, I'm going to chime in. You have a fan club here in Sarasota. Yes, you do. When are you coming down and bringing that show here to Sarasota? We have a lot to offer, including the best beaches in the world. There are great beaches in Sarasota, and I am coming down to Florida. I will announce it in the next couple of weeks. It's fun. I like coming to Florida. Absolutely. As long as it's not too hot, right? Then you just got to do that cool rag situation. So anyway, the gist of it is, goes on to say, how about the release of some of these big blockbuster movies? Just like Wonder Woman, do you think The Mummy is going to score big box office returns for Tom Cruise? You know what? This is a summertime movie. Kids are out in the summertime. The theater is something to do. Who doesn't want when you're a kid to go see a movie here or there? It's PG-13. It's action-packed, kind of the horror humor sort of thing. You mentioned Tom Cruise, so that's true. Tom Cruise is in it. I see the clips, and the clips look good. Also, Russell Crowe is in it. But you can't tell much necessarily by the clips. But I don't know. It looked pretty good to me. It looked like there was enough action in it, so it wasn't over the top ridiculous. You know, resolve CGI could be good. It's getting good reviews. Let's put it that way. And of course, it is all about the blockbusters now because everybody's out of school. Absolutely. All right, let's move in a different direction. This one is from Jake. Kate, you know that I got to get my 2 cents in at least a couple of times during the week. I promise I'll call you next week. But this week I had to go with the email. And I mean, I got to tell you, I listened to a little bit of the Comey stuff and he just seems like a rat to me. I don't know. The whole situation is typical Washington politics, let's face it. He puts himself in a bad situation because it seems like he wasn't telling the truth, and now all of a sudden he's trying to give more details. But who knows what really happened other than this Kislyak, as you have kept saying, is the White House killer, since he had all these meetings or brushes with people that are now working in the Oval Office, and he was like poison to that club. So I can't imagine that having an ambassador from Russia hanging around the White House is a good thing for anyone in the future, right? Yeah, I mean, there you go. Who are you dancing with? Who are you talking to? There were strange brushes in the first place. And will that bring down certain people in the cabinet? My prediction is there'll be a lot of conversation about it, but that's not going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. This one is from Phil. Phil says, Katie Kate, I know that you like sports and politics and business, but I'm just going to say this kind of combines a couple of your loves. What are the odds for 3 holes and 2 holes in one? What do you think the odds are? Worse than winning the lottery. I don't know. I think they'd be pretty darn long odds. And I think you're referring to, because you say this, did you hear about the guy who hit his tee shot in for a hole in one and then he did it on the next hole? I did hear that. The best part about the story is, I think it's so rare to get a hole-in-one. And he was in a league, so his buddies were with him. He hits one, nails it, gets it in. Then he does it again a couple of holes later. I mean, that's crazy. And he had never hit a hole-in-one. He said he'd come close before, but had never done that. And the odds, I guess, somebody put the odds at 2 billion to 1. 2 billion to 1. Mm. And so because he did that, he got a little bit of press. And apparently he was a bareback rider during his high school rodeo career. And he's been playing golf for 40 years. So he's kind of athletic, which I don't know that that's here nor there. The fact that he got the 2 aces, I think is outstanding. However, I love that story because I think it's really hard to do. I do. George Cook did it though twice within 15 minutes of each other at the Anaconda Hills Golf Course. two aces in 1 9 hole match. How about this one from Napoleon? I like that name. Napoleon. I don't think I've ever gotten an email from someone named Napoleon. Kate Delaney, how about James Hardy? Oh my gosh, I used to watch this guy play. Do you know they found him dead in a river? Wow. I do know that. They I interviewed him, I know, at least once, but I can't remember. It's been a long time. He was found in the Indiana River. Yeah. On Wednesday, they don't know, well, they're saying they don't know the cause of death yet. A city employee found his body. He was just 31. He was a second round pick by the Buffalo Bills in the 2008 draft. Excuse me. And he had 10 catches for 96 yards, 2 touchdowns in 2 seasons. So he was also played with the Ravens. He was kind of a bouncer guy. You know, he kind of bounced up for a little bit. But he was absolutely a standout athlete when he was in Indiana. Absolutely. I mean, he was excellent on the Hoosiers football team when he played for them. But in 2014, he was arrested for allegedly attacking a couple of cops. A judge ruled he was not mentally competent to stand trial. And, boy, there's sadly some pain behind this, and there's more to this story, let's put it that way. And I certainly feel for his family, and I don't know if they'll know all the details. I don't know if all those details will even be found out and will become available. All right, we go now in a completely different direction. We go over here to Sean. Sean starts his email this way. Kate, if you were to follow the yellow brick road, I thought this was too good. Where would your road take you? And what would the radio career ultimately look like? You know, you have a lot of fans out here. I just wanted you to know that. And a lot of us want to see your show get bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, that's nice of you to say that. The whole thing, if you're talking about what does my yellow brick road look like, what does my future look like, well, I have no idea. I have no idea. We are slaving away, right, and loving it, doing what we love. That's the key. The key to happiness and the key to getting on the yellow brick road, I think, is pursuing what you want to do, not what everybody thinks you should do. Talk amongst yourselves. Thanks so much for listening to this version of America Tonight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.